You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have to tell you, the post-game arena of a hockey game, much more sad than the post-game of a Heat game. Jeremy, you're with me? We were at, last night, me and Amin were at the Heat game. After the game, there's free throws being taken. There's people walking around. The players are coming out. It's like a whole scene. This 5 minutes after the game, instantly sad.
What, you want players to come back out and skate and shoot on the goalie? Like, what exactly? What are you looking for? No, seriously.
I shouldn't be starting there because this was, like, possibly Jeremy Tache's calling it the greatest game in the history of Panthers hockey.
Jerbear did say that. He got caught up in the moment a little bit. He said this is the greatest game. They did play some Stanley Cup games. They played games that got them to the Stanley Cup. Granted, it was three decades ago at this point. Jerbear wasn't alive. So I'm not certain if it was the greatest game in Panthers history. I think the greatest game in Panthers history was Game 4. How about that?
Can we just celebrate before we get into the game, like, you being here?
Yeah.
It's a victory for you. What happened? Like, did you show up just to prove Dan wrong?
I did. So Dan and I had a bet on the show yesterday. And the bet was, could I get from my house? Now, you've been to my house. Dan's never been to my house, okay? So he has no idea. So he, you know, straight shot 50, because you know it's right down the Sawgrass. 15 minutes. I said, I can get here in 15 minutes. He said, there's no way you're getting here in 15 minutes. I'll bet you I'll give you $500 if you get here in 15 minutes.
How could he prove whether or not you get here in 15 minutes?
Listen. I'm telling you, I started rolling 8 minutes before I got here. Like I planned it. I cheated. So anyway, but he owes me $500 nonetheless. So, yeah, he's listen, the big victory was me showing up. Okay. It didn't matter if I got the $500, if I got here in 15 minutes. The big victory was me showing up. Holy shit, what a game. No, this was fun. I haven't been here in a couple of decades, and I am telling you, this was a lot of fun to watch. And they say no cheering in the press box. Go bleep yourself.
So they fell behind. They fall behind 3-0. I, at that point, am at a low of all lows. I am like, why did I buy season tickets? Why am I here? Why am I recording? Last time I recorded with Roy, we lost. Why am I agreeing to record with Roy? And then the second period.
Can I tell you something, though? So I understand what you were going through. Very emotional time. You have invested your time, your love, your feelings, your emotion, and your money, okay? And it felt like it was all falling apart. And I understand that. You want to know what everyone was feeling, the same thing.
And that pain. That makes the sex so much better. Yeah. Sex after a fight, so much better. We had a fight in the first period with the Panthers.
Put it on the poll, whoever, okay? Is sex after a fight the best sex ever? Because I think he's right, actually.
I had a fight with the Panthers in the first period. And then we had makeup sex in the second period. It was the best of my life.
It's the best sex you've ever had.
I was so angry.
Oh, my God. Holy.
Carter Verhaeghe was there, and he watched the entire thing.
Oh, he watched it all. Verhaeghe? Oh. He did everything. I mean, the guy had 5 points and watched you have sex.
Can we talk about Carter Verhaeghe now? I want to do the Mike Ryan bit.
I'm not done with my story. Hold on a second. So what I was telling you was everyone was feeling that feeling. Yeah. That feeling, oh, my God, best team in hockey.
President jinxed us.
Yeah, Stugatz jinxed us. Yes, he was 1-0 in games. He said he was going to come do that. He didn't come to, and now he came to the game. Jerbear's brother was telling me to go F myself. He was.
So it was my friend. I was sitting down. All right, Stugatz and all of them were in the press box. I was down there, and I told my friend who I was sitting with, Stugatz is here. And then they went down 3-0. He's like, tell Stugatz to fucking leave. And then
tell your friend to fuck off. Okay. Because two got stayed and they won. So anyway, I'm telling you, everyone had that feeling. Your feeling. Even I had it. Yes. I'm an Islander fan. So even I had it, okay? Except your dad. Because your dad has been to every game since the beginning of time. And your dad told me, he looked at me, he said, listen, most teams being down 3-0, big deal, game over. This team being down 3-0, he said this, said this to me, they got him right where they want him.
That's funny. The funny thing is they were that team all season long. In the playoffs, they haven't been. So it was nice to finally see that team in the playoffs. I'm so excited. Will Manso is down there doing a sad report in an empty arena.
Yes, Will Manso is down there.
Will Manso!
Yo, Manso!
Manso!
Hey, where's Goldie?
Hey! Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, sorry. They're doing a thing. We're doing a thing. I mean, talk about Verhaeghe, man.
We just got in trouble.
Who yelled at us?
That was, yeah, it was Tim Reynolds of the AP. It's fine. It's fine.
Tim Reynolds got mad at you.
Right. So I think what just happened was is we were doing our thing, having a good time, and Tim Reynolds is down there on Deadline maybe or something. I don't know. He writes, it's online now. Are you on Deadline anymore? Do they still print papers?
The other reporters, all the other writers, they're in the room right now getting sound. I mean, Tim Reynolds get over himself. I got to be honest with you. He's got an issue with me. Come on. Let's go. I mean, listen, I'm Stugatsky's Tim Reynolds.
This is instantly awkward, but it's honestly all we needed, and I'm happy.
Hold on. You still haven't talked to Carter Verhaeghe yet, other than saying he watched you have sex. That is the breakdown of the game. Shh. We're in an empty hockey arena, and we have to be quiet.
It's taken us a week and a half to get everyone mad at us in this press box. Why is he upset? If the Panthers lost, I get it. If the Panthers lost, I get it. But they just won. Oh, man. That was really good. Should we walk over there with a mic?
I dare you to go ask him to come on.
Would you like to recap the game with us? Oh, my God. Kodak Black's down there right now.
Yell his name.
No, I'm done yelling. Right, I'm scared.
Listen to me.
I'll talk about Carter Verhaeghe. Because that guy had the game winner in game four. To knot this series up at two. They got him from the Lightning. Oh. What was it, Gerber? 2 years, $2 million? Oh. Cheap, on the cheap. So we give you the game winner in game four. You had to have it. He got it for you. And then he gets you 5 points tonight in the greatest game in Panthers history before last game.
Oh, my God. Dude, the Carter Verhaeghe game. Now, we need to stop everything we're doing because Kodak Black right now is on the ice.
And you said it was boring.
In sneakers with just... Right now, right.
Shiggles?
Shiggles. Let's go, baby.
You think Tim Reynolds is getting that, huh? Just, that's from a security guard. You think anyone's really yelling out Tim Reynolds' name, huh? Hey, Tim Reynolds, AP. No, Stu and Shiggles.
That felt good. Yeah. That felt good right there because we just got a shout out from the security guard 2 minutes after Tim Reynolds yelled at us for yelling in the press box. But dude, I can't undersell what's happening right now. It's Kodak Black and his friend on the ice in sneakers playing hockey with sneakers. They're passing to each other. There's a breakaway. There's no goal on the net.
So not nearly as sad. So now this is better than the Heat game. Aren't you glad you stuck around?
There's no Kodak Black on the ice after a Heat game. That is for sure. Oh, my God, Stugatz. I am just Jeremy. What are your thoughts, Jeremy? You're a guy. You've been in this press box. I'm not talking about the Tim Reynolds beef. I'm talking about what's your thoughts on the games.
With Tim Reynolds, I've known him for 2 decades. He's been on the show. I'll go over and say hi. He'll be fine.
I can't believe that this game went the way that it did with the Panthers. I mean, they were down 3-0, and in this building, like, it was obvious. Everyone thought it was over. Everyone thought the whole entire season was over.
Everyone but Greg Cody.
Everyone but Greg Cody. Everyone but Greg Cody lost the faith, and Greg Cody has the guts, apparently.
He does. He has the guts. He knows his team. I mean, this is his team. He's covered it. You know, he loves them. By the way, there's no cheering in the press. Please. Everyone get over themselves. Oh, gotta stay up, remain neutral, please. There was a guy watching a Ranger game down here. He wasn't even paying attention. Did you see the Celtic game, by the way?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy. Al Horford off night.
Dude, Giannis misses a clutch free throw late and then gets saved by the putback.
Portis.
That is just...
Yeah, so I want to ask you, okay? So, for real, because I went through this in the 80s with the Islanders. They won 4 straight Stanley Cups. It's the only positive memory I have of my of my sports life, to be honest with you, being a Jets fan. I had 86 and I had the 4 Stanley Cups. So, there, and I've said this to you before, there is nothing like a hockey run. nothing. And you're a game away from going on a hockey run, okay? So I just want, like, take me through it, because we had four straight. We lost the fifth one to the Edmonton Oilers, to Gretzky, Curry, Messier, that old team. So take me through this, because you love your local teams. Like, this means a lot to you. I know it means a lot to you. It means a lot to Roy, so much that he's not here. And because he's collecting sound, because Roy still thinks that, I don't know, we're working at $7.90 the ticket or something. But I want you to, like, take me and take the audience through your emotion right now, because I see it on you. You are super happy and relieved. You're relieved, dude. And you had sex with Verhaeghe watched. Honestly, I mean, what a night.
I know I made the joke about the whole sex stuff, but, like, the pain of the first period and the second period falling behind 3-0 is what made this so special. I have a headache right now. There's nothing like leaving a stadium after a big comeback win in the playoffs and you have a headache because your head is buzzing as Kodak Black finally scored down there.
I have a question. Who is Kodak Black?
He's a rapper who was made famous earlier this season for having sex in the Panthers suite, but he wasn't actually having sex. It turns out he was just grinding. He was just grinding on a woman.
Are you watching?
No, I was watching.
Whoa. Baby.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Reynolds.